run around the Warner movie lot. They lock us in the tower whenever we get caught. But we break loose and they're bubbles, and now you know the plot. We're Animaniacs. Dog is cute and Yakko yaks. Wacko bats away the snacks while we'll play them like the sacks. We're Animaniacs. We Pinky and the Brain who want to rule the universe. The Blabbers flock together, Slappy whacks them with her purse. What you say is Mindy while we dance in the verse. The writer's script, we had the script, my father to rehearse. We're Animaniacs. We have pay or play contracts. We're strictly to the max, they're baloney in our slacks. We're Animaniacs, totally insane.
Here's the show's name.
Animaniacs, those are the facts.
May I help, Judge?
I'm here to see the chairman of the board. I am Miss Flamel, the new studio teacher.
You must be new, because I ain't never seen you before.
Ain't never? That's a double negative. Grammar, grammar, grammar. I'm going to have to give you an F.
Boy, my folks are going to kill me. Flamel, I've hired you because you're a fine teacher, but mostly because you're a very strict disciplinarian.
How kind.
However, the assignment I'm giving you will not be easy. You see, the Warners are not normal children. Now, I expect that they will be...
I will not tolerate gum chewing. Spit it out. Come, come, come. Give me the gum. Gum chewing is for cows. Ow.
Miss Flamel, I don't think you...
And don't slouch. Sit up straight. Now, you were saying... And speak up. No mumbling.
Miss Flamel, do you mind? I am not in class. I hired you. Now, will you please be quiet? It will be your job to get those zany Warner Brothers under control. But they can be difficult.
So can I. There hasn't been a child yet that Miss Flamel hasn't been able to control. Except Buddy Hackett, but that's genetic. Now tell me, when do I get to meet the dear little ones?
I'll have Ralph bring them by.
Don't keep me waiting. Come in. School supplies?
No, Miss Flamel. This is your students. Don't open it till I leave. Here.
Eager little learners, so fill our brains with lots of facts. Our first day of school, teach, teach, teach. We're ready for our lessons, so teach us math, geometry. Don't forget geography, English, lit, and chemistry. And please go in the ABCs. Oh, teacher, teach us now.
This is a classroom, not a music hall. Now find your seats.
Got my seat.
Got mine.
Here's mine.
Bet you don't have trouble finding yours.
Go to your desks. We will begin class by reciting the Pledge of Allegiance. Please repeat after me.
Please repeat after me.
No, no, no. Wait until I start, then repeat after me.
No, no, no. Wait until I start, then repeat after me.
Stop that. I'm warning you.
Stop that. I'm warning you.
Stop it, stop it, stop it!
Stop it, stop it, stop it!
If you don't stop it right now, I shall scream!
If you don't stop it right now, I shall scream!
All right, that's it!
All right, that's it! With liberty and justice for all.
I warn you that I will tolerate no foolishness. Are we clear?
No, we're opaque. Now we're clear.
Oh. Let us begin.
Oh, don't you want to see our homework?
How can you have homework? This is the first day of school.
Extra credit.
Let me see it.
You can't. Our dog ate it.
Don't lie.
We're not lying. See?
Bad dog. Give me that. Give. Give it now. I'm warning you. Don't make me use corporal punishment.
You mean him?
Let us begin with our lessons. We'll start with math. Yakko, can you count to 100?
1, 2, skip a few, 99, 100.
No, give me all the numbers.
Hey, it's only a 6-minute cartoon.
Let's move on. Wacko, can you multiply?
How's this?
Not that sort of multiply. Let's leave math, shall we? We'll move on to science. Dot, what can you tell me about the great scientists of the 18th century?
They're all dead.
No, no, no.
All right, they're all living.
No, no, no.
Well, now we're getting into philosophy.
We're not getting into... We'll move on to grammar. Wacko, what is the meaning of the word procrastination?
I'll tell you tomorrow.
You children are making this very difficult.
Well, learning isn't easy.
Let's move on to sentence structure. First, verbs. Yakko, can you conjugate?
Oh, me? I've never even kissed a girl.
No, no, no. It's easy. I'll conjugate with you.
Good night, everybody.
You don't understand. Let me go to the board and show you.
Don't look.
The dog ran in the rain. Dog is the subject, and ran is the verb. Now, the verb... The verb could be conjugated so that the dog... I know what you're doing. I have eyes in the back of my head.
Really? So do we.
It's time for a pop quiz. What are you doing?
Pop quiz.
I like the first one.
Dear Lots, Fritz, or Coral Mama.
Yeah, yeah.
At your desks this instant!
Ooh, what else you got in there?
Why, you little... Elf!
Hey, you can't do that to him!
Elf! Elf!
Now you've gone and hurt his feelings.
I'd apologize if I were you.
I will not! You're horrid, naughty children!
You done with them Warner Brothers, ancestor?
Yes, take them away.
Reset!
Get me out of here right now! I'll give you an F! Do you hear me? F! 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 F!
With the singing already.
That's Slappy.
Like some curse of the mummy there.
Phew, thanks, Aunt Slappy. I just want to look my best for your award banquet. You're finally getting the Lifetime Achievement Award. The paper calls him a toon great.
A former toon great? Of all the nerve. I'm funnier in my sleep than these new cartoon characters they got out there today.
Now and then, Aunt Slappy is just a little better.
A lifetime achievement award for Slappy the Slap Happy Squirrel? Why, I taught that note talent everything she knows. The injustice of it all.
Look at that solo beanie. That's from one of your cartoons. Hi-Ho Flappy, 1938, directed by Weed Memlo. I hated Weed.
Oh, yeah, that squirrel girl. Once I almost blew her up with a keg of gunpowder. Yeah, but she outfoxed me.
She outfoxed all of us, Beanie, and she gets a trophy for it.
Knock it off with the self-pity. We're cartoon villains, so we never get the awards.
Stupid dinchels. But what's worse, we never once got to clobber Slappy Squirrel. Until tonight. Tonight, we'll give her our own special award.
The Whammy.
All right.
Hi, Mary Heartless here at the Hotel Bonaventure, where tonight the Farm Fresh Friars Club is honoring that octogenarian actress extraordinaire, Slappy the Slap Happy Squirrel. And here comes her stretch limo now.
Another strikeout, Slappy.
Look at this, the bowling and the limo gag. We're stretching for the comedy here, folks.
There she is, Beanie. Go get her.
Who?
The squirrel, you bloopy bison.
Oh, right. Miss Squirrel, would you please sign my autograph book?
Oh, yeah, please. Let me postpone the rest of my life to sign your pathetic fanboy book.
Aunt Slappy, he's no fan. That's your enemy, Beanie the Cerebrally Challenged Bison.
I knew that drool looked familiar. Hey, listen, Mac, your pen's out of ink.
Duh.
Hey, no problem. I brought my own. The pleasure's been all yours, I'm sure.
Gee, thanks.
Beanie, what happened?
My pen ran out of ink. But she signed my autograph book anyway. And she gave me this lovely souvenir pen.
Beanie screwed up again.
Are we surprised?
No. No.
Almost forgot my pen. You remind me of a very young Betty Boop.
Oh.
Lousy Bowie banquet chicken tastes like rubber. How's yours, Skippy?
Fun!
Waiter, you got anything on the menu that's not manufactured by Voight? No, not the dynamite in the cake bit again. Who'd sink so low?
Look here, Floppy. Sir Fisher's foe, Sid the Squid.
Sid, you pulled some pitiful stunts in your day, but this one really takes the cake.
What do you mean, Floppy?
Do you honestly think I could fall for something so obvious?
Well...
Of course not. Why not try and come up with something original?
Like what?
Let me think. Oh, how about this? First, you grab these sticks of dynamite.
Yeah.
Then you go spinning around, see?
Then what?
You go faster and faster till you lift off the ground, and you go zooming like a flying saucer till... Nah, come to think of it, that gag's been done to death. Hey, waiter, I'll have the fried calamari.
I despise you.
It's a bit underdone, but they say sushi's good for you. What a yutz.
Stupid squid. Well, as always, it's up to me. Leave it to Walter Wolf to do the job. Fine, great, good, fine, okay. Hey! Handle it, no problems. It's a handle deal, don't worry. It's finished, Kaputsky. Yeah.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, to present tonight's award to Slappy Squirrel, our master of ceremonies.
My friends, Slappy Squirrel's madcap cartoons have been making us laugh since Hoover was president and the three-story house sold for $9.
I'm going into a coma. Uh-oh, too late. I'm in a coma.
And so on behalf of the Farm Fresh Friars Club, I present Slappy Squirrel with the coveted Whole Friar Award.
Hey, Slappy, that's no friar. It's your archest enemy of all, Walter Wolf.
Thank you, Mr. Exposition.
Congratulations, Slappy Squirrel. You deserve this.
With all the comedy I've done over the years, where would I have been without good villains?
Come on, Blot! What in blazes is wrong with this confounded thing?
Villains like Walter Wolf, Sid the Squid, and Beanie the Bison. You boys deserve this year's award more than I do.
Ladies and gentlemen of the Academy, this has to be the high point of our careers.
Not quite, but you're getting there.
Slappy Squirrel, you've just won the Lifetime Achievement Award. What are you going to do now?
I'm going to bed. Now that's comedy.
And now, performing another classical work, The Great Wacarotti.
Excuse me. Excuse me. Excuse me.
Bye, nurse.